Dante, what's it like to be back on the field, getting training camp going with these practices?
Feels good, man, to get the nervousness and anxiety out of the way. You know, everybody has a little bit of that, you know, for their own reasons. You know, some guys don't know if they'll make the team. Some guys new to the Browns organization. You know, some guys are playing for new contracts, you know. So everybody is nervous and anxious before they step on the football field. But once we get out here, it's just back to football. It's good to be out here and, you know, see everybody else reporting throughout the week. You know, you get a little anxious, you know, and you want to get in here. So it feels good to get conditioning tests out of the way. Feels good to, you know, get out here and get some drills and get our feet back under us and get back into the calls and get familiar with everything. So it's been cool.
What's it like to be back in Cleveland for training camp?
It feels different. You know, I'm used to taking a 5.5-6 hour flight to San Francisco. And 3 years prior to that, I was used to taking a 3 hour ride up to Buffalo. So, you know, taking a 30-25 minute ride up the street, you know, and having family be able to come to practice, it's pretty cool.
You have been on a 49ers team like you were that went to 3 straight NFC championships with a strong defense. You know what a good defense looks like. I know it's early, but in your mind, how good can this defense be?
Our defense can be really good, but it's going to take each and every one of us to make sure that we're on each and every one of the details that comes with our job. And that's not only through the coaches. That's you have to take your work home with you. When you get home or you're tired at night during training camp, you have to make sure that you read over things that you thought you knew, because there's going to be something in there that you need to know that the coaches probably didn't go over. They probably didn't have enough time, you know, and just to have your PhD on the defense. And once every individual player has a PhD on defense, I understand that along with having that PhD, you have to play physical and have mental toughness, then we'll be as good as we can possibly be.
And you talk about having that PhD and what the coaches tell you. I notice you on the field, you know, throughout these early practices, doing a lot of coaching yourself.
Yeah.
What's it like? Are you embracing that veteran leadership role coming in here with such a young team?
Oh, yeah, I'm embracing it. And it's fun, you know, because it's natural to me. You know, it's not like pulling teeth or somebody's making me do it. It's natural. I've been, you know, coached and played with some great guys, you know, some guys that's possibly going to make it to the Hall of Fame someday. You know, and these are the things that they did to me. And, you know, it's, once you get to a certain amount of years in the league, you're almost a coach anyway. You know, you've learned so much that, you know, you keep hearing it over and over and over in the meeting rooms, and you can only help the young guys that really can't retain all information, you know, because they're in their early years, and, you know, it's not really easy to retain all of this. So that's my duty, that's my job, and, you know, when 2, 3, 4 weeks go by, hearing the same thing, and me coaching and the coaches coaching, we'll be ready to play some football.
Coach Patton yesterday in his press conference said, you know, he can't wait to hear this team, not just see it, but hear it. How much are you looking forward to getting the pads on it and going out there and banging around?
Well, that's football. You're always looking forward to playing with the pads. I really don't like starting off without pads, but I understand for safety reasons you have to do that. The body's nervous system, a lot of guys are really nervous and excited, and this is where a lot of tweaks and things come from, so you have to ease your way into it. But, you know, I'm very excited for that. I don't know how much live hitting we'll be doing until the scrimmage or whatever, just so you don't want to get guys hurt. But, you know, you get a chance to thug guys. You get a chance to, you know, put some shoulder pads on shoulder pads, and that's always good, you know, and that's always fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
What's your message to the Dog Pound as you get ready for this 2014 season?
My message to the Dog Pound is don't worry about previous years. Understand that this is a new Cleveland Browns football team and a new mindset around here, and we have to go out on the football field, and we're going to show it.